Hi there, you're very welcome to Get Stuff Done. My name is Aidan Sheeran and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, the content agency. Each week we speak to different people across various sectors to ask them how they get stuff done. And this week I'm delighted to be talking with Don Harris. Don is the owner of Code Talk, Talk Back, Listening is the Business, the podcast. Don, you're very welcome. I hope you're well.
It's very, very nice to be here. It's an absolute joy and thank you so much for having me.
Don, you're so welcome and thanks for taking the time to catch up with us. Okay, the mic is yours. You might just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're at.
Thank you, Aidan. Nowadays, I do a workshop called Listening is the Business. It's all about helping people to listen better to their people and also giving people the real skills of listening to each other. So in other words, pausing, taking in what the other person is saying and not rushing to respond before they have finished, because that is where the message is received by you and by the other person. And sometimes when you're really in a coaching one-to-one with somebody, they've more to say. And that little pause that you allow gives them just time to think if they want to finish the sentence they've just spoken. So there's often more things there. And as we both know, pausing in radio is quite effective, but pausing in conversation is crucial. It doesn't happen a lot. And when you're in a conversation with somebody and you're in the moment, you just find the time flies past and you suddenly realize that you really have been actively listening to the other person and nothing else matters. It's like sometimes a conversation at a party or at some other place where you're just engrossed in the conversation. So I help people to kind of avoid the what is a lot of distraction around. Keep their mobile phone off, out of sight, and don't be distracted by other things that can come and go. And I help people with that, and companies engage much more fully with their people and get good stuff from their people by listening to them and giving them a chance to talk to the organization. That's really what I do now more than anything else.
Well, we're all about getting good stuff done here in Collaborative. Can you tell me about some of the good stuff that you've done over the years, stuff that you're proud of, stuff that stands out, that makes you smile?
The first ever National Radio Advertising Awards, which took place in Jury's Hotel in around about February or March 1993, and why I'm proud of the business of the Radio Advertising Awards being established, which itself was as a terrific thing. And we had something like 250 people from all around, all the radio stations came to Jury's Hotel and it was a big night out. That year, we got it established. There was a great buzz about it and there was an understanding that the coming together of independent radio stations was a really important thing. But what I'm also very proud about, apart from the event, which I'm happy to say you played your own large part in. Thank you very much indeed. But it turns out, on reflection, as we move toward the next event, it was the first joint marketing initiative that I can think about radio, which included RTE, which I don't think had really happened before. There was misgivings and there was certainly an uncomfortable standoff between new independent radio, if you like, and RTE. And at that point, there was a more of togetherness about promoting the medium of radio. So I'm quite proud that that happened in 1993. And Colin Molloy was at that stage the marketing director of RTE and had a look at it the year before and said, yeah, maybe we could get on board with this. And that did make quite a lot of difference. And the next year, we had 440 people in juries in the same venue. It literally doubled the numbers of people. And suddenly we had a national event on our hands and it was just wonderful. I was involved for 7 years and then it became the PPIs, which has also gone on from absolute strength to strength. And I think you probably were involved in that in the early days. And now it's all about programs. And yeah, I was just proud of that legacy to see that established.
So, Don, you might just tell me a little bit about what's happening at the moment. Have you any great stuff on? Have you plans for the future? How are you getting on with your day to day?
I'm very much now involved with doing presentations online. And it's always Listening is the Business. And really, what I came to realize, and it was a bit of a revelation for me, actually, Aidan, when this came about, the online sessions, that actually the type of sessions, just like you and I are talking now and remotely, are very similar to when you are a broadcaster. Because when you're a broadcaster on radio, you're talking to one person in a kitchen, in a car, through their headphones, or somewhere else. And it's exactly the same now when we're doing these one-to-ones, because people are so much working from home at the moment. So the style of my presentations in this type of context is very much with that in mind. I'm talking to you in your place, and you're the most important person in this conversation, and I'm here to listen to you. So I've tried to bring that style of presentation to my workshops, which are called Listening is the Business. And I'm delighted to say they're being received well, and a few more coming up. But, you know, I'm really, really enjoying the work. And at my time of life, it's terribly important to me that I do enjoy it. I'm just enjoying the new journey. And hopefully that everything we're involved in, so many of us in this online world now, and giving things to people, I suppose, to help them get through as well. Because this whole thing of networking on the one hand, or just being in touch with people and listening and being able to communicate in this new form on a global basis, really, is a totally new phenomenon that none of us would have expected 2 years ago.
Well, the world has changed. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Don, if I was to ask you if you had a tip for people on how to get stuff done, what might that tip be?
I think if you are an employer of a large team of people, it is massively important that you ask them for their opinions, keep them involved, check in with them about their mental health, but just make them feel that they're part of what we're all going through and the organization is going through. Because there's a great quote by a guy called James Burton from CalPER, which is the California public service, which is spending time with your people is one of the most important compliments you can pay them. And I'm paraphrasing slightly, but along the way, you'll meet some fantastic people. So in other words, yeah, ask your people, check in with your people, how they're doing. And if you're interested in them, they're certainly going to be interested in you and the company.
Don, just one last question. You've been working in radio for many, many years. Could I ask you, what's your favourite song?
I'm a big fan of Paul Simon's, particularly. I loved the music of Simon & Garfunkel and the production qualities. And I have my hi-fi set up again. I'm delighted to say I occasionally get a chance to give a belt to the music here in proper sound. And I really, really like the song America by Simon & Garfunkel, but really Paul Simon. And the lyrics in it, as I've listened to it over the years, mean more and more. And, you know, a moon rose over an open field and the New Jersey Turnpike. And then I also realized that the name Kathy comes up a couple of times, both in that song and in another song, Kathy's Song. So clearly Paul Simon had a girlfriend called Kathy, maybe actually turned out to be his wife in the end. That bit I don't know. But the song itself is terrific and does sum up the America I'd like to know about, perhaps not the one that's been in the last 4 years or so, but certainly the America I think is the one I'd like to visit.
Thank you, Don. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Let's catch up again soon. And in the meantime, stay safe.
Thank you, Aidan. Thoroughly enjoyed it.